We're joined with Father Sorensen of St. Pat's, and he's discussing the block party going on this weekend, and also a big-time anniversary, correct?
Yeah, blessings to you. It's our 150th anniversary, 150 nice. Years here in North Platte on the same property, the same block here downtown. We're all about, let me mention, even on secular radio here, the Lord Jesus. He's the reason we exist, but, he gathered people together around him. That was the reading at Mass this morning, even. Mm-hmm. And he had the wedding at Cana. He provided a good party, and we're going to do the same this weekend. Have a good party to celebrate our 150th anniversary, our block party. So Saturday we have our religious services at 4:00 and 5:30. Big Mass with the bishop, and then from 6 to 11 in the north parking lot we have. Social. We have a free will nacho bar. We have beer garden. We have the Husker game on because, of course,
night game this week. Right? Yeah,
and we can't compete, so we just have it on. That big truck in town with the big TV on the side of it. We got that.
Yeah,
so you can watch the
nice.
Game. And then Kim Baxter will be playing live music there at the at the event as well. So that'll go until 11. Just a good social time.
Mm-hmm.
We're grateful to our sponsors, the Coors Distributor, as well as to Ape Ship. Brewing, you have to pronounce that one correctly. A couple of parishioners started that, so a social time there to kind of celebrate after the religious services, and then Sunday morning, starting at noon to 3, we have kids games. We have all of Fifth Street shut down. We have fun jumps and other events for the kids.
Sweet.
We have a barbecue meal in the parish hall, and just a kind of a fun weekend block party because, we got the whole block now, so we can call it a block party.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, that sounds like a great time. I'm sure it's, an open to the public event, correct?
Correct. Everyone's, of course, welcome to the religious services, but also all the other stuff is, open for everyone. It's just as Jesus' ministry was open to anyone who comes. But the social and block party, that's just, it's for the entire community. So you'll see a lot of us there, but then anyone else that comes, just a fun time to be outdoors in this beautiful weather that we have been having.
Mm-hmm.
I think the weather forecast looks pretty good for that evening, and live music and something downtown.
Yeah, as long as the rain stays away, right?
That's, we'll pray for perfect weather, and the Lord will determine what perfect weather is.
Yeah, that's right. So 8:43, talking here with Father Sorensen, and if people have, questions about the block party or the religious services, kind of how can those be answered?
You can call the parish office. We also have, what is it? I got these tickets right in my hand here.
Oh, okay.
I have all the raffle tickets and the prizes things right in the entryway.
What are some of these prizes that'll be given away?
So the $2 tickets, and then you have your choice of which prize you want to enter for. There is, of course, the Husker Home Tailgate Package with pizza and wings from Dave's Place.
Oh, that
custom
sounds pretty
Husker
good.
Cornhole boards and Husker items from the sports shop. This is popular with some people, a reserved pew for Christmas services. Of course, $1,000 cash, a $2,500 tuition credit to North Platte Catholic Schools. And the last one is tacos and tequila for 12, hosted by me. I spent many years in Hispanic ministry, so I kind of know my way around some of these things. So
nice.
Homemade tacos and various different kinds of tequila, margaritas, things like that. I'm good at preparing those things.
Good. So, a lot of prizes, and you said $2 tickets. I'm sure where will those be sold? Those raffle tickets that you had?
They're at the entryway. For the beer garden social. They're on Saturday as well as they're on Sunday at the barbecue dinner.
Okay, fantastic. Barbecue, nachos. That's a good reason. That's why you should come out. But then so much more. Husker game will be on. You got beer garden, and just see a lot of faces in the community that you don't see every day. So
yeah, here downtown on our block party, that block at 4th and Chestnut here in downtown North Platte.
All right, fantastic. Talking here with Father Sorensen. Father, anything else that you have to mention about this weekend's block party or the parish as a whole?
Well, 150 years is a big milestone.
It is.
And, I was just telling someone else that, it's nothing compared to, say, 500 or 1,000 or 2,000 years, and other parts of the world. But at the same time, you know, it's a time to mark and say, hey, something good has been going on here for 150 years. And it's a milestone to look at and say, this is a foundation to build on the future. And in the last 150 years, we've created a great, very welcoming, open, good community that is really dedicated and very friendly and hospitable. And that's something to dedicate ourselves to more as the time to come. And this block party is an opportunity to do that. Just say, hey, you know, our block, our place, our community, this is, we're for others. And everyone's invited to these fun events this weekend.
150 years, that's got to be one of the older parishes around the state, I'd imagine.
It is. You know, so I used to be in Wood River at St. Mary's there, and that's slightly older. It's the oldest one in our region.
Okay, gotcha.
But we're darn close here. We were established in 1874, and that's before the Archdiocese of Omaha exists, or the Diocese of Lincoln, or even our own Diocese of Grand Island. This was the Apostolic Vicariate of Nebraska at the time, which the bishop there in Omaha had everything from Omaha to Montana.
Wow.
You know, so it was the Wild
West.
That's
a huge
area. They did whatever they could, you know?
Yeah. Wow. Fascinating. So, talking here with Father Sorensen. Father, we appreciate the time for you coming on the airwaves, and hope you enjoy yourself this weekend at the St. Pat's Block Party.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you all.